You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
If you'd like to reach us on our off-air number, you can text or call us at 314-472-DOUG. That's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. And I want to welcome back Barbara Blasi from the Blasi team at Keller Williams Realty in Kirkwood. There's going to be so many of them now, it's easy to mix them up. Mm-hmm. The Keller Williams in Kirkwood. Welcome back, Barbara.
Thank you very much.
So, Barbara, I'm going to make sure all of your information is on our website at DougHaldeman.com. We'll put a link with all of your information. So if anybody is looking to buy or sell, they'll know how to reach you. And if they are looking to buy and sell, I guess here's a question we get a lot is somebody thinks, I'm going to put my house in the market as for sale by owner to start out, and then maybe I'll list with a realtor later. Is that a good idea for somebody to do that?
Well, I liken it to, imagine you're going to go fishing on an ocean liner. Would you choose to take one fishing pole and set down your line if you wanted to catch fish, or would you rather be working with somebody who can cast a very wide net? And so the difference between being a home for sale by owner and working with a realtor is that when you work with a realtor, you have someone who can throw out that net for you, and not just once, but several times over. The idea with getting the most money for your home is to generate the most interest right from the get-go. Mm-hmm. So that's what we do in our profession as realtors.
I think people just don't consider how much marketing you actually do, really, I'll say for free up front, to invest in them. And I know for a fact that you guys do that, and you're really hard at that. Let me get that out.
Well, I can see if somebody lives on a really busy street where they're the main street coming in and out of their neighborhood where there's a lot of traffic, I can see that for sale by owner, they may have a little bit of interest in it, although the majority of the interest is going to be from their nosy neighbors.
Well, right. And nosy neighbors or investors, people who want to purchase a house, for 25 cents on the dollar.
Right.
Or you might have people who just like to look around and see homes, and so they call in for sale by owners just to take a tour. So really, you have no professional pre-qualifying the prospective buyers coming in. And that's another thing we do as realtors. A buyer's agent is going to pre-qualify their client before they put them in the car to go around and look at homes. And so when you have your home listed with the realtor, you're trusting that the majority of the buyers coming in to see it can actually afford to buy it.
Exactly. And you also pre-interview those customers that come in, whereas someone comes off the street, you don't know what their intentions are.
Right. It's dangerous, frankly. Mm-hmm. I mean, even, what's so telling is that the owner of ForSaleByOwner.com listed his home with a realtor. He tried to sell it himself in New York, and he couldn't. And he listed his home with the realtor and got multiple offers, higher than where he had it listed by owner.
I don't want to gloss over that. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that story. So the owner of ForSaleByOwner.com
In New York.
Lists his house, first by himself,
couldn't sell it. Listed with the realtor and sold it for more than he had it listed for by himself.
Oh, that's amazing.
That is funny.
There's a lot of statistics that show how financially dangerous it is to list on your own or try to sell on your own. I mean, the idea is that you're saving on commission, but you sell for much less than you would when you have a realtor. Mm-hmm. The research shows it.
Well, and also they frequently don't know where to price a house.
They don't know where to price it. And not only that, I mean, take money out of the equation. There are a lot of landmines along the way during the contract period. With inspections and title and survey and preparing for closing and moving. My job, aside from marketing, I mean, I've got two jobs. It's to market and get my listings under contract, but I really shine during the contract period. That's where I get to guide my clients and make sure that they make great decisions all along the way.
Well, and the funny thing is that real estate transactions don't always go smoothly, whether it's for sale by owner or even listed with the realtor. But the difference is that as a licensed realtor, when things don't go smoothly, how to get them back on track and how to protect your seller or protect your buyer legally to make sure there aren't any pitfalls. So if somebody wants to sell their house by owner, and let's say they do find a buyer, and they try to do the contract themselves, if they go then hire an attorney to review the contract, they might as well have just hired a realtor in the first place.
Right.
They try to do it on their own. It may or it may not go well.
Right.
It falls in the category where it's not a problem until it's a problem.
Right.
Everything goes perfectly. Maybe you won't have a problem. Things don't go perfectly. It's not going to be pretty.
Right. So and you could hire an attorney to help you with the contract, and then if that contract doesn't go through, you're still on the hook for the attorney fees.
Right.
True.
Just for a prospective buyer.
So I guess my question is then, what are some steps to list a property with you?
Right. Well, first thing we would do is set up just a quick consultation over the phone where I ask them questions, just kind of see where the seller's mindset is, what their goals are. And then we set up an appointment for me to see the house and sit down with them, go over comparable sales and some marketing information. And it's fairly simple. I as you said, Tammy, mm-hmm. you know, we do take the burden financially of mm-hmm. of hiring a professional photographer, mm-hmm. you know, creating single property websites, professionally printed brochures. Mm-hmm. We're very proud of our brochures. They're beautiful. They get a lot of compliments on them, not just mm-hmm. from our clients, but even other realtors in town. So we set up the marketing platform for the seller, and they get to just sit back at that point and wait for us to bring them a buyer.
Well, and also I looked at your listing package, and that's pretty impressive. That is that alone is worth having you in as a, you know, for your listing presentation, just for the amount of information that you give to a consumer about the market and about how to list their house, how to sell it quickly, how to price it, all of those things. You know, your listing package is really professionally done.
I appreciate that. Thank you. We know that sellers want information, so we really try to pay attention to what their needs are, provide it.
Okay, so when you come in, what's the number one piece of advice that you end up having to give to a seller when you come into their house?
That's a great question. I would say there's I'm going to answer that with two answers that I think would be a tie. One is staging and preparing the house itself, and then the other, of course, is pricing and developing a pricing strategy. We haven't talked much about staging, but should we go into that a little bit?
Sure. Yeah, let's talk about staging because that's something that...
That's personal.
It is personal.
Yep.
And it shouldn't be personal because it sounds like we need to probably remove the how personal it is.
Yes. Right. I mean, the key to preparing a home for sale is to really packing up. I use the number 80% of one's belongings, which is a high number. I mean, what people end up really probably achieving is closer to 50 or 60%, kind of get as much as they can packed up, stored off-site. You know, we recommend and help people arrange for pods often so that they can pack up and store their belongings off-site. Some people choose to rent a storage space. It just depends on what their particular situation is. But that's the first step, is really
decluttering
and clearing the space. And then, you know, fresh paint, making minor repairs. I will offer as a service to my seller clients a professional stager as well, who can bring in some of her own things for, you know, an additional rental fee if they choose, or she can work with them to help arrange their things for optimal flow and space organization, things like that.
And then do you help them discern the amount of money that they should spend on staging? For instance, you know, should they put the granite countertops in? Should mm-hmm. they go ahead and redo the entire kitchen?
Yep.
Or redo the master bath? Is it worth it or not?
Yes.
You help them make those decisions?
Yes. And that all depends on where the house is and what the comparables are and
understanding their competition.
Yes, absolutely. But we have those conversations daily.
Okay, so yeah, because if you're in a neighborhood where granite countertops aren't the norm, then you may not need to do it. But in a neighborhood where it is the norm, and you still have the Formica countertop.
It's all about return on investment.
Okay, so yeah, so what kind of ROI are they going to get? And do you work independently or with a team? I mean, it's a Blasi team, so I'm assuming you have some good people behind you.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, we are a team of specialists. So I am the team lead, so the focus of my daily business is to service the seller clients and to list and market property. And then there is a rock star buyer agent on my team. Her name is Naomi Neal, and she is phenomenal. Buyers just line up at the door to work with her, and we have formed a very powerful alliance in St. Louis.
So explain a buyer's agent a little bit.
Absolutely.
Explain what their role is.
So a buyer's agent role is really to know the market inside and out. So she is, if she's not showing property to clients, she's previewing inventory. She's watching, you know, minute by minute everything that comes on, so she can alert our buyers right away if there's a match. She is sometimes knocking on doors. I mean, we approach achieving our clients' goals in a very aggressive manner. So we go out in search of the perfect house for our buyers if it's not on the market so that we can find it. We go out and search for the buyer for our sellers if we haven't found it. So she is focused on matching our buyer clients with what they're looking for. And then she's also a contract specialist as well. So she's writing the offers and she is guiding them through the closing period.
So when I commit to you, I commit to your whole team. And it sounds like you have a good team.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And we are she and I are in communication mm-hmm. all day, every day. We share an office. We share the communication with the clients. And we have received just astounding feedback for our service.
That's great to hear. And what geographic areas do you specialize?
We are Central St. Louis County, St. Louis City. We do from time to time help people, you know, bounce out to O'Fallon or the other way around. It seems like families are either doing one or the other sometimes. We work often in Webster, Kirkwood, Maplewood, Richmond Heights, Brentwood, University City, Clayton, Ladue. You know, I live in Des Moines, which is right off of Forest Park. So, you know, we love that area. My buyer agent lives in Webster. So does that help?
Yeah, it does help. And I think a lot of people would think that you'd have to pick like a more specific area, although your team does so much volume that you can actually be in a little broader area than the average agent out there. And you were born and raised in St. Louis, too.
Yes.
That gives you, a decided advantage because you've lived here long enough that you know every one of these neighborhoods really, really well.
Yes, and have watched them develop over the years also. Mm-hmm.
Barb, I really appreciate you coming in today. I mean, this is great information. And if people want to reach you, I'm going to make sure to put all your information on our website. Just to make sure, like, you know, if you're listing a property in St. Louis, you want to sell your house, you want to get advice, contact Barbara Blasi from the Blasi team at Keller Williams in Kirkwood. And you know, I'm sure you'd be happy to talk to any of the listeners that have questions, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it'd be great information. Get the listing package. Come, you know, let Barbara do a listing presentation for you. And this listing package is great, you know, if you want to be able to know exactly where to price your house. So thanks again for coming in. And do you have any other closing thoughts?
Well, one thing I just want to mention for prospective sellers or people who are thinking about selling their home right now is you've probably heard, but just in case you haven't gotten the message, the inventory really is low. So I would love to have the opportunity to speak with anyone who is thinking about selling their home right now, and I could talk with them about the advantage of putting their house on the market now.
Well, and also makestlouishome.com as your website is a great resource for buyers and sellers.
Absolutely.
So makestlouishome.com, visit that, and Saint on that is just ST, right?
Yes, exactly.
So makestlouishome.com. For Barbara Blasi from the Blasi team at Keller Williams, thanks again. So just a reminder for you, you won't want to miss next Sunday at 4 p.m., the Doug Haldeman Show will interview some of the top professionals in St. Louis to improve your real estate knowledge and help you win in any market. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling the advice of the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.